video. This is what we look like when we're doing this podcast.
Man, it's going to be.
This is what are we calling this? By the way, you have a name. You
the video. Oh yeah, 280 mysteries we'll never get back.
Okay.
280 suppressed nose picks and
yes.
Gestures that have weird meanings that I'm not going to be able to do during the podcast. I'm usually making a lot of, you know, offensive hand gestures and
yeah, we're gesturing. Stepping away from the mic to yell.
I'm going like this to Lauren, like yeah, gesturing for a pen, like a cop in a movie.
I'm telling the window guy, you know, like right over there, you know, and then I'm occasionally throwing something away, but I pick my mic up with me and walk over to the garbage and
right,
continue
yeah.
talking. So all of that stuff you'll be able to see now.
Wow.
But this is the first challenge for Connor to solve an Encyclopedia Brown.
Yeah, very excited. It's been...
I have picked a couple doozies out for you.
I've just been judging, you know. I've not been able to solve a lot of them that I read, but I'm thinking that maybe with the added pressure or the like added focus of hearing you read them, it might be able to step my game up.
We shall see. They're pretty short, so I mean, they all are, but some are a little bit longer than others. I chose shorter ones, okay. So the mystery is nice and tight and compact.
Yeah, the long ones are just the padding.
Lots of padding.
Donald Sobel magic.
This first one is The Case of the Bird Watcher.
Okay, appropriate. I just went out and shooed some birds away from the eave outside my office.
Bird shooing is a completely different art form.
That's like she-yoring.
She-yoring. Okay, we get right to it. Bugs Meany had one great aim in life. You can probably
travel around the
is.
World in a hot air balloon. Yes,
it was to get even with Encyclopedia Brown.
My second guess.
With Encyclopedia on the job, Bugs and his tigers couldn't get away with stealing so much as a leaky balloon. Which is a thing you steal, I guess.
Yeah, by mystery 279, that's going to be what Encyclopedia has to track down.
The mystery of the leaky balloon. Bugs hated being outsmarted. He thought a great deal about Encyclopedia's stomach. That one I had to stop. I'm like, where is he going with this? He longed to sock it till Encyclopedia hurt clear up to the roof of his mouth.
That's just
a strange way to think about getting back at someone.
So, yeah, Bugs Meany's just like doing a Travis Bickle in his house. Just it's weird, man. Get out there and like play some baseball or something. This is unhealthy.
But Bugs never let fly a punch. Whenever he felt like it, he remembered Sally Kimball. And here we go again. Yes. Sally was the prettiest girl in the fifth grade.
Right.
And she had done what no other child under 12 had dreamed was possible. She had wiped the grass with Bugs Meany. Bugs was bullying a Cub Scout when it happened. Sally told him to stop. Bugs sneered. Sally raised her fists. Bug laughed. Here we go. Get ready.
Right.
Wham! Went Sally. Plop! Went Bugs. When he got up, she dropped him again. Then she went to work in earnest. Biff! Bam! Pow!
I like that this is like the town's, like, you know, Paul Bunyan or, you know, John Henry. This is just a legend that's told, you know, every now and then, and it just keeps getting, you know, bigger and bigger. The sound effects keep getting more advanced, you know, through the generations.
And I love that she's just like turning his face into just a porridge of blood.
Yes, really. Just... Yes. Sally had wrapped barbed wires around her knuckles. It was people in the audience vomited. Like,
yes. After a minute, Bugs reached an important decision. It was healthier to play the part of an ironing board than a prize fighter. I guess I didn't read that. Sorry. Kind of stumbled over that. It was healthier to play the part of an ironing board than a prize fighter. He lay stiff and flat till Sally biked away.
Wow, he played dead. And yet after all this, he still maintains his role of leader of the Tigers. That doesn't, you know, in like a mafia movie, it's like the Don showed weakness. Like, now's the time to make our move. The Tigers must really be a bunch of beta dudes.
Sally's like a bear, and you're just supposed to curl up until she bikes away. Because of Sally, Bugs never roughed up Encyclopedia. Sally was the detective's junior partner. However, Bugs didn't stop trying to get revenge. He only gave up the idea of using force. "Watch out for him," Encyclopedia Sally warned. "He's like a tube of toothpaste. The harder you press him, the more he tries to come out on top."
Wow.
Sally's got wit, beauty, charm, yes, and fists.
The wit of like the guy tying flies at the bar. He's like, well, you know, more you squeeze him, the more he tries to burst on you.
Yeah, football coach humor. "You guys are like a tube of toothpaste. The more I squeeze you." All right. "I think he's in the middle of trying," said Encyclopedia. "What do you mean?" asked Sally. "Yesterday, I received a letter signed Bill. The writer told me to meet him behind Mr. Dunning's gas station at sunrise this morning," said Encyclopedia. "He enclosed 25 cents. Did you go?" "Sure," said Encyclopedia, "but nobody showed up." "I'll bet Bugs wrote the letter," said Sally. "It's some kind of plan to get you in trouble."
So he's issuing commands to meet at sunrise like it's a Wild West duel or something.
Yes. Oh, this one should have been called Until Sunrise.
Yeah, Encyclopedia Brown and the case of the mysterious friend who keeps using UTC to tell him when to meet up.
That makes the most sense. We're all going to be using it someday. Get used to it, Connor. Little behind the scenes there for you. "We'll know in a minute. Here he comes," Encyclopedia said. A police car had stopped in front of the Brown garage. Officer Rand and Bugs climbed out. Officer Rand?
Rand?
Yeah.
Interesting.
"That's him," shouted Bugs.
Donald Sutherland rushed the Ayn Rand adherence in popular culture.
So Bugs gets out, shouts, "There he is," and points at Encyclopedia. "Mr. Goody Goody himself. He let the air out of the tires of Mr. Dunning's truck this morning. I saw him, the dirty little sneak." "Where were you at sunrise this morning?" Officer Rand asked Encyclopedia. All right, so the cop's getting right to it.
Okay, all right, and so I'm pinpointing sunrise as one of the weird things here.
"Why, I was at Mr. Dunning's gas station," replied Encyclopedia. "I saw his tow truck parked in back, but I didn't touch it." "Man, oh man," cried Bugs. "If lives were peanuts, this kid could choke a hippo with a flip of the lip."
Oh, wow.
That one takes quite a turn.
Old-timey hobos
yes.
Running gangs here.
Yeah, man. You pull out his gun and start shooting at the ground. "Cool off, Bugs," said Officer Rand. "We'll get to the truth." He turned to Encyclopedia. "What were you doing at the gas station so early in the morning?" Encyclopedia explained about the letter asking him to be there. All the while, Bugs groaned and rubbed his ears as if he couldn't bear to hear such a horrible lie.
"Okay.
That's a mighty strange story," said Officer Rand when Encyclopedia had finished.
"Is it? Golly, it seems to happen to this kid every week."
Yes. Doesn't seem all that odd. "Golly," said Sally, "Encyclopedia wouldn't let the air out of anything, except maybe Bugs." And I'm sure Bugs had to flinch there.
Come on.
"Somebody let the air out of the truck tires and gave Mr. Dunning a lot of extra work this morning," said Officer Rand. "What were you doing near the station at sunrise, Bugs?" demanded Sally.
Sorry, Mr. Dunning runs a filling station, just a gas station?
Yeah, it was his tow truck.
So an additional 3 minutes of work to go out to the compressor and put his, you know, reinflate the tires. They weren't slashed.
I guess, okay. Yeah.
Maybe slow crime day in Idaville.
Yes. "I was walking toward the ocean watching the birds along Dade River." The ocean? Where are we? Oh, well. Anyway, that's what it says.
Well, we thought we might have been Florida. Didn't we determine that once based on the skunk ape?
Oh, yeah. "Watching the birds along Dade River," said Bugs. "I'd reached the station when I noticed Encyclopedia letting the air out of the tires." Encyclopedia thought quickly. Dade River ran due east to the ocean. Walking along the shore, Bugs could see Mr. Dunning's truck parked in back of the station, as he claimed. "How long have you been a bird watcher?" asked Encyclopedia. "All my life," answered Bugs. "I love to walk along the river to the ocean and watch the birds." Bugs closed his eyes. He folded his hands over his heart. Turning up his nose, he sniffed the air dreamily. "The birds are so beautiful in the peaceful early morning air," he said with a deep sigh. "Oh, bring down the curtain, Bugs," said Sally. "You couldn't tell a hoot owl from a tree squeaking. I'll bet you can't name four birds that come to the river in the morning."
The cop is like, can I just like either make an arrest here or leave if you guys are going to be squabbling like little rascals?
He's watching a carjacking truck to the right, person getting pissed.
Officer down. Name Bugs. The third bird, Bugs. Come on. Sally asked you to. This is legally binding.
That guy is bleeding out, but I need to hear all the birds. Bugs grinned as if he'd been expecting the question. Mourning doves, cardinal, mockingbird, and egret. He's right, Encyclopedia said. What? He could have learned all those birds' names from a book, said Sally. He's the one who let the air out of the tires. I just know it. He's trying to frame you, Encyclopedia. Did you hear that? Bugs said, Officer Rand. I told you they'd try to pin this on me. Nobody understands the real Bugs Meany. I'm just a simple nature boy under all this muscle.
Wow.
Didn't know that was a feature of him.
He's Ric Flair all of a sudden? The nature boy? With
brain curve.
Wow.
Officer Rand shook his head. I don't know which one of you to believe, he said. Bugs is lying, insisted Sally. Encyclopedia can prove it. Then, realizing that she had spoken too quickly, she turned to the boy detective. You can prove Bugs is lying about seeing you let the air out of the tires, can't you? Certainly, said Encyclopedia. Bugs wasn't bird watching this morning. How did Encyclopedia know?
So, will you read the four birds he saw again? I think that's misdirection. I just want to make sure.
Oh, okay. Now I have to click back.
No, sorry.
Hang on.
Dove, I think, a cardinal.
Yeah, I was already at the solution.
No.
It was an egret. Hang on. Simple nature boy. Mourning dove, cardinal, mockingbird, and egret.
Okay. I don't think that's the thing. I think that it is. There was one thing they said. I don't think this is another legally binding one, but I think it's they said that he was walking to the ocean along the river, and it said the river flows east to the ocean. And so I think what Encyclopedia Brown is going to be saying is that he couldn't see me letting the air out of the tires because at sunrise, the sun would have been blocking his view if he was walking due east. And since, you know, sunglasses don't exist in Idaville, it would have been like too bright to see me as I was letting the air out of the tires because it was that peculiarly mentioned sunrise timing.
Well, well. All right. You're on to something. However, you're not thinking like a Sobel.
Okay. Oh! So
you got to think like a Sobel.
Half
so
credit?
I'm going to award you at least half credit.
Okay.
If not, maybe a little more. We'll see. Bugs had tried to get Encyclopedia in trouble, but two facts ruined his story. First, the Dade River ran due east to the ocean. Okay, first? All right. Second, Bugs said he walked toward the ocean at sunrise, watching the birds along the river. A real bird watcher, however, never walks east early in the morning.
Wow, walking. No true Scotsman being trotted out in the bird watching community.
Walking into the rising sun, the bird watcher would see the birds merely as dark shapes against the bright sky. At sunrise, the real bird watcher walks west so that the sun's full light comes from behind him and falls on the bird.
Oh, my. Because if you're walking east, you're only allowed to, you know, you have this frame of vision, which is due east, and you're not allowed to be like, huh, an egret, like off to the side. Morning dove. Like, wow.
Wow. Tripped up by his own story, Bugs confessed. He had sent Encyclopedia the letter signed Bill. After the detective had tired of waiting for Bill and had left Mr. Dunning's station, Bugs had let the air out of the tires himself.
Wow. Oh, I wish that like the name Bill had been part of the solution. I didn't think about that. That would have been funny. No true bird watcher would go by Bill. Wow. All right. So next time... It's that you get it right, but you have to think about what would the crazy guy do in this situation. Oh, man. All right. That's a good one. And then I think, it's only half credit. I won't take full credit for that one.
Yeah. But, I mean, we got it all. We got Sally, just pounding on Bugs.
Him. Yeah.
We got the officer ignoring the real crimes in the city. We got people waking up at sunrise to go meet mysterious birds.
We've got bold claims that would tear a hobbyist community asunder, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're an Easter, huh?
Do we have bird watchers out there? We'll be hearing from them. That's true.
Wow.
All right. Well, there we go. There's another one. And return again, because we're going to record another one, but we'll put out a little later. So
nice.
Connor's going to solve another one. Good job.
Or not. Thank you, everybody.